This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents A Burned Photo, created by Nicole Esposito.
My mother's name was Elizabeth Johnson. I should start with her. Though, as I learned, this all started long before. She was a photographer. Weddings, graduations, bar mitzvahs, corporate events. She kept her camera with her, curled up like her favorite pet. When I think about my mother, the first thing I remember are her eyes. The second thing I remember are her photos. Littered around our house, around our lives, they define my childhood. They were what connected us, bonded us. And with a father I never met, no other family, I needed all the connections I could get. It was my mom and me against the world. Then I met Katie, the little girl down the street.
Hi, can you open the window?
Who are you?
I'm Katie. I just moved in down the street. Do you want to play?
I'm Felicia. How did you get in my backyard?
I climbed the fence. Will you play with me?
Are you going to Franklin Elementary?
Is that where you go?
I'll be a fourth grader. Mrs. Blakely's class.
Well, you don't have school today, right? You could come out and play.
Let me ask my mom.
No. You don't have to tell your mom everything. I'll just climb through the window.
No. She has this stupid rule. Absolutely no children are allowed in this house under any circumstances until I meet them and their parents.
Can't you break the rules?
Not this one.
Please? I really need to pee. And I can't wait.
I'll be back in a second.
No!
Mom?
What is it? The wedding last night wiped me out. God, what is wrong that you're running in here at like 100 miles an hour?
I just wanted to ask if my friend could come and play.
Sure, sweetheart. Which one? I'll call her mom and ask.
It's a new friend, Katie. She just moved in down the street.
Oh. Where'd you meet Katie?
In the backyard.
You let her into the backyard?
No. She was at my window. I didn't break your rule, Mom. She just...
What did she say to you?
Why? What's wrong?
Felicia, what did she say?
Ow! Mom! You're hurting me!
Did she ask you to do something? Did she want something from you?
She just wanted to come inside. Mom!
Stay. Where are you? Huh?
She was right here. Where'd she go?
You stay away from her! You hear me? You stay away from my child! Just leave us alone! Felicia, baby? Felicia, it's okay, honey. Here, come here. I'm sorry. Please stop crying, please. I need you to listen to me, okay? Remember that suitcase we bought from Mackinac Island? Yeah, okay, so we're gonna take it out of the closet right now, okay? And then we're gonna fill it with all your books, and your stuffed animals, and your clothes, your beads.
My watercolors?
All of it, baby, all of it. You can take all your things.
Where are we going?
Do you remember how when you were little, how every now and then I'd pick you up from preschool and you'd go do something really fun? That's what we're doing, okay? And can you go pack?
Okay.
Good girl. And Felicia, baby?
Yes, Mommy?
You see Katie again? If anyone ever comes to your window again, don't speak to them. Don't even look at them. You pretend they're not even there. And don't ever let them into the house. Okay?
My mother told me we were going on an adventure. What she didn't say was that we were never coming back. She didn't talk much on the drive. I didn't want to upset her with questions. To be honest, I'm not sure I wanted to hear the answers. Whatever changed that summer day Katie appeared, it terrified her. And that terrified me.
We're here, sweetheart.
This is our new house?
Oh, half of it. It's called the duplex. My friend Warren lives next door.
Oh, look at those mountains.
That's what it's like here. We're in Aspen, Colorado, and those are the Rocky Mountains. People come from all over the world to see them.
Oh. Can we climb on them?
When you're big enough, we'll climb them all the time. We're here to stay now, sweetie. I promise.
I'm sure in the moment my mother meant that. She wanted it to be true. Needed it to be true. And it was. For 5.5 years. And then, suddenly, it wasn't.
Come on. Put your back to the wind. Don't worry, I'm not your parents. I don't care about a little weed.
Didn't anyone tell you not to sneak up on people?
Sorry. Here, let me help. Stand this way. Keeps the wind from blowing out the lighter. I'm Zoe. Just moved here.
You want to hit Zoe who just moved here?
I don't smoke. I just like fire.
Okay. Well, thanks. Aren't you freezing? It's February, you know. Not exactly shorts and t-shirt weather.
I know. And yes, I am. My stupid dad forgot to leave the key outside, and he's working a double. Can I use your phone?
There's a payphone over at the liquor store on the corner.
I don't have any change. Please? Your house is, like, right there.
How do you know which one's mine?
I've seen you.
You said you just moved here.
You said it yourself. I'm freezing. Just let me in. I'm not a psycho or anything. Look at me. I'd hate for your mom to find out about that joint.
Don't threaten me. I don't even know you. Besides, my mom has this rule. No kids in the house until she's met their family.
So I'm going to freeze to death because you need your mommy's permission to let me inside? What?
You're not shivering.
Come on, Felicia.
How did you know my name?
Let me in. We'll have fun, I promise.
No!
Please! Felicia, wait!
Crystal Falls Resort and Spa, how may I direct your call?
Elizabeth Johnson? I need to talk to my mom. Elizabeth Johnson, she works there?
Oh my. One second, honey.
Come on.
Felicia?
Mom!
Honey, what's wrong?
I don't know. I got home from school and I was walking home and this girl came up to me and...
Wait. What girl?
She was wearing shorts and she wasn't shivering and she knew my name. She knew my name, Mom.
Okay. Calm down. Where are you now?
I'm at home. Mom, what's going on?
Stay right where you are. Honey, I'm coming home. Do not open the door for anyone. Do you understand me? Felicia?
Mom, what's this picture?
What picture?
It's some old photo over by the coffee mugs. I've never seen it before.
Honey, don't touch it!
Who's this little boy at the beach?
No, Felicia, put it down! Felicia!
It just burned up in my hand! Mom, what was that? What do I do?
You're back. We're leaving.
Nothing was the same after that.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shitty motel room to shitty motel room. We never stayed in one place long. And of course, I knew we were running. I just didn't know what from.
The machine was all out of Professor Fizz. All they had was this lemon lime something. It looks gross.
I'm sure it's fine. And look, the hot plate actually works here. I made ramen.
Great.
I thought ramen was your favorite.
Somehow, eating lukewarm noodles 100 times in different roach motels across the country kind of lost its charm for me, Mom.
Okay, I can order pizza.
Or you can take us back home.
Sweetheart, you know we can't go back there.
No, I don't, Mom. You never told me why we left, remember?
You know why we left.
I know I met some creepy girl. I know one of your photographs caught fire in my hand. And I know you lost your mind over it, pulled me out of school, and dragged me from shitty place to shitty place with no explanation.
Don't talk to me that way, Felicia. I am still your mother.
Then be a better one. Tell me what's going on. Please.
Coming to you live.
Mom, oh my God, don't cry, Mom.
I thought keeping it from you would protect you. I'm so sorry, honey.
Keeping what from me?
Your family. Your brother.
My what?
That photo you found in Aspen. That little boy at the beach. That's your big brother, Shane.
I have a brother? Where is he?
He's gone. He's gone. Elizabeth Johnson is not my name. My real name is Bonnie Ibanez. And her father was James Ibanez. I grew up in Atlanta, but I met him in New Jersey, and we fell in love. We bought a house there in Rahway, and I was a nurse, and he was an airline pilot. The American dream. And we had a beautiful, perfect son, Shane.
Sweetheart! Hi, baby! How was school? Oh, God, honey, you're filthy. What happened?
I was in the garden looking at bugs. When I grow up, I want to be an entomologist.
I think you mean entomologist. Here, baby, hold my hand.
Miss Jensen said it was going to be a full moon tonight. I wonder if we're going to see any moon salamanders.
Don't you get lonely playing by yourself? Would you rather play with friends? You know, I saw some kids playing kickball over there.
Those kids don't like me.
What? Why on earth not?
They're mean. They say I'm weird. I don't want to talk about it.
God, that broke my heart. What I wouldn't have given for Shane to have just one friend back then. Just one.
You know that they're wrong, Shane. You are not weird or bad. You are perfect. Just the way you are.
Why don't they like me?
You know, I think I saw a moon salamander sneaking in last night, and it crawled right under your bed.
I saw it, too.
Oh, wow. We better rally the troops when we get home. Daddy's flying tonight, so it's just you and me, bud. I'm thinking maybe G.I. Joe can guard the back door, and then the Transformers at the bay window, and Teddy and Bunny will watch the basement trap door?
No. Teddy and Bunny are spies. He-Man guards the trap door. That way, if the moon salamander sneak up on us, he can get them with his sword!
Ah, yes, yes. Good thinking, honey.
That was not how the night went. I wasn't sure how it came over me, but as soon as I got Shane home, I was hit with this wave of exhaustion. Like, I didn't want sleep. I needed it. So, I napped on the couch while Shane played. And when I woke up, I saw... Who are you?
I made a friend, Mommy!
I'm Artie. Nice to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you too, Artie.
Artie looked like a doll. Porcelain skin, almost blue, and you could practically see through it. Ice blonde hair, apple cheeks, and these big blue eyes. How did you get here? Did your parents drop you off?
I live just down the street. Shane's a lot of fun.
He certainly is. But honey, do your parents know you're here?
Yes, ma'am. I told them I was going to introduce myself to the boy in the yellow house.
Okay, well, all right then. I'm gonna start dinner. Artie, you're welcome to stay if you'd like.
Thanks, Miss Ibanez.
I should have made him leave. I should have stopped it right there, but I don't know, Shane finally had a friend. You know, I couldn't take that away from him. I wouldn't. Still, I couldn't shake this feeling. Why was Artie always here? And where were his parents?
Time out. I've got to go to the bathroom.
Ugh. Well, hurry.
Oh, sorry, Artie. I didn't see you there. You having fun?
Yes, Miss Ibanez. Shane's the best, and he has the best toys ever.
Well, you're welcome to play here whenever you want. And maybe one day Shane can come to your house, and you can show him your toys.
I don't have any toys. My parents aren't nice like you.
Oh, that's... Well, would you like to see one of my favorite toys of Shane's? Aha.
Blocks?
Well, not just any blocks. My daddy made these himself. You see, my dad was a craftsman, and he loved making things with his hands. But, when Shane was born, he got really sick, and his hands didn't work so well anymore. But every night, he worked just a little bit in his workshop, cutting and carving these for a whole year. And on Shane's first birthday, he gave him these.
I see A, B, and C.
That's right. We've got the alphabet and numbers and a few blank ones we can pretend are whatever we want.
Can I try?
Sure, honey. Spell me something. You see, these blocks are our way of remembering him. Remembering where we came from.
B. L. O. O.
Oh, are you trying to spell blue, honey? Because it's actually with the...
Blood.
Oh.
My old friend had blocks, too. He died. They borrowed his toys. I hope that doesn't happen, Shane.
What did you say? Artie, what did you just say?
Why are you guys playing with my blocks? They're for babies.
No way! These are awesome! Look what I can spell! F-A-R-T! Fart!
Mom! Mommy, take a picture of us! And the blocks!
Yeah, sure thing, sweetheart. Let me just go get my camera.
I don't like pictures.
How come?
All right, boys. Smile.
No, I don't like pictures!
I'm sure your mommy would like to have one. You know, I could come and I could give it to her.
She's sick! You can't come see her!
Artie, I'm gonna have to meet her at some point.
No, you can't come see her! I'm going home! Your mom's mean!
Sweetheart, I didn't...
Artie! We were gonna play! Why did you make him leave?
Honey, I didn't do anything. Look, has Artie ever said anything about his mommy or daddy? Or anything about what his home was like?
No, and now he never will because you made him leave!
I'm sorry, honey, but I didn't... You know, I think Artie just didn't feel well.
I guess.
Tell you what. Why don't we go to the Fry Shack and get some cheeseburgers for dinner, huh?
I'm not hungry.
Well, if you change your mind...
I should have let Artie go. I should have ended it right there. And maybe I could have avoided all of this. But then Shane would have lost his best friend. He would have been all alone. So when Artie came back the next day, like nothing ever happened, I didn't say a word. And that's what haunts me. I didn't say a word.
You can't catch me.
Slowly, things changed. They changed. No more hide and seek. No more running around. And eventually, they stopped playing altogether. Shane's action figures just sat on the shelf. They'd sit for hours in Shane's room with the door closed. And I never heard anything above a whisper. And at dinner, they sat and pushed food around their plates. He wasn't my child anymore. He was disappearing.
Shane, you asleep, honey?
No.
You know, it's a full moon tomorrow. And I think I saw some moon salamanders hiding in the backyard. They were quiet, but I think they're just biding their time until they unleash their devious plan.
I don't like that game anymore. I'm too old for moon salamanders.
Oh. Well, are you too old to give your mommy a goodnight kiss? I guess you are.
Good night, honey.
You still up?
Jeez, God damn it, Jim.
Everything all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I just... It's my mom's insurance stuff. She's got an appointment tomorrow with a nephrologist, and she's gonna need dialysis, and I know they're gonna fight me on it.
Dialysis? We just took her on a hike 3 months ago.
Yes, I remember. Thank you. Her kidney's just, like, stopped. The doctor said it happens like that sometimes. I just...
We'll figure it out.
Thank you. Have you talked to your son lately? He won't let me touch him. He won't even hold my hand.
Boys growing up, it's what boys do. Don't take it personally.
I'm not, because I know it's not me. It's Artie.
I don't know about that.
You're gonna tell me he's not creepy?
The kid's odd, I admit it, but he's a kid. How much damage can a 6-year-old do?
Have you ever met his parents? Because I haven't. Artie says they moved here earlier this year, but I talked to Jessica Castro and Nancy Woodroff and that chick that Jeff married. Nobody's met them.
Maybe they're Amish.
Amish? In Rahway, New Jersey. Really? No, I'm telling you, something is wrong inside that house, Jim. And it's making something wrong with that boy.
If only I knew how right I was.
next day, I was cleaning my camera when I heard laughter.
Our place is so fun. Everything here seems so boring. You should come.
My mom won't let me.
We can do whatever we want at home.
We can take you there, and you can come whenever you want.
Shit.
Who's there?
It's just me, sweetheart. I wanted to tell you dinner was ready.
We'll be right down.
Sounded like you boys had fun today.
We have fun every day.
I heard you laugh. It was nice. You two have been so quiet lately.
I was telling Shane I wanted to show him where I live.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. And I can bring him over whenever is okay with your mom, okay? Hey, was anyone else with you guys tonight?
No.
I heard girls.
It was just us.
Okay.
I gotta go home now. Thanks for dinner, Miss Ibanez.
You're very welcome, Artie. We'll see you again soon.
Bye, Shane.
See you soon, Artie.
I don't know why I did it. Maybe it was the promise of meeting Artie's parents, or finally understanding where he came from, finally understanding him. But I followed him home. I drove, thankful that Jim had the night off to watch Shane so I could finally scratch that itch in my brain. I turned my lights off, I rode the brake the whole way, and it was dark, but I swear, his porcelain skin, that ice blonde hair, glowed in the moonlight. I followed him, on and on and on, street after street, turn after turn, and then... Oh my god. Artie, I hit something. I prayed it wasn't that little boy.
You shouldn't have followed me, Bonnie.
Artie, how did you get in here? Stop. What is this? Ow. What is this? Artie, make it stop. Ow, make it stop. Stop. Artie. I was alone. I looked out the window and watched Artie's head bob up and down through the windshield, up and down, as he made his way down the driveway of a little house with a Spanish roof and in an overgrown yard. And then he was gone.
What happened next?
It got worse.
The Burn Photo stars Charmaine Bingwa as Felicia Cox, Ellen Rowe as Bonnie Ibanez, Kenya Kerbelin as Teen Felicia, Eliza Pryor as Zoe Barrington, Jamal Avery Jr. as Shane Ibanez, Luke Speakman as Artie Chamberlain. Additional performances by Laprish Roman, Samantha Dudge, Cameron Meyer, Max Lawrence, Sloane Summers, Kat Solko, Josh Breslow, Eddie Keller, and Jen Wong. Created by Nicole Esposito. Written by Nicole Esposito and Jeremy Novick. Directed by Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Roy Lee, Angus McClune, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yi Ling, Michelle Zarati, and Nicole Esposito. Co-executive producer, Jeremy Novick. Produced by Shinyin Hiyu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Brian Kessley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lampagina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block, Marisol Roncalli, and Mayank Batter at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. script supervisor, Sam Beasley, and Omar Barahona. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinator, Brendan Weisner and Bailey Grayson. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator, Marlena Ma and Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Liefkowitz and Owen Painter. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Burn Photo is a Vertigo Entertainment and Q-Code production.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind the scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.